Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them.
Well, hello, buddy. We've gone for a few days. Some things. Saw some family. A good time. I'll leave it at that. But I received a received an email today. Hold on 1 minute. I got to turn up the sound here. But you know, as we're doing a benefit with the American Soldier Network, and in conjunction with Rusty's wife Kayo, and Illusion Cycles in Westminster, California. They're going to have a thing on Sunday, the 27th. It's posted on the blog. I'll let them tell you about it here in a minute, because they made a video for that. And I sent it to a few people today. So I got this when I got back. So let me play this, and then we'll talk about it after, okay? All right, let me get it right now. Seems that it decided to go somewhere else. They're already jacking with me now already, so. They have it right here. Let's see. There we go.
We do have a unique event coming up, something we've never done before here at Illusion Cycle. What started out to be a casual conversation has ended up being a whirlwind event where we are gathering 25,000 pairs of shoes on October 27th here at the motorcycle shop. Broken, torn, or brand new, we want them new or used. And once we've gathered 25,000 pairs of shoes, the charity that I chose to receive the $10,000 check is American Soldier Network. And they are based out of San Diego. And this particular $10,000 check hopefully will fund the holiday Christmas drive for the San Diego Naval Medical Center. They're rehabilitating and taking care of the fellas and getting them back on their feet so that they can start the new year off on a good start.
Doing charities is a good thing, and helping others. And the soldiers are the most important people out there, you know, children and soldiers. So we couldn't think of any better charities than that to be involved in.
Funds to orgs will refabricate and resole and fix tears and rips and holes and process the shoes to have them shipped to impoverished countries and poor villages where they are given away for free to those people. It's a beautiful marriage. Again, it keeps our shoes out of landfills. It gives the shoes away for free to people who have none. And then we have empty closets and we get to buy new shoes. There's going to be a lot going on. To find out about the October 27th event, I would say go to AmericanSoldierNetwork.org. IllusionMotorcycles.com is our website. And we're located in the city of Westminster, right here off of Golden West, up against the 405 freeway. It's an easy on, easy off. Exit Golden West and Bolsa. We'll have the Rockstar motorcycles here on display. And we do have the Sons of Anarchy charity chopper that'll be on display, as well as Kurt Sutter's motorcycle will be here on display. And yeah, we're going to have lots to see and do, but we need shoes. Please bring your shoes.
You guys say you got a problem hearing anything out there?
Nope. No, we do have unique, something we've never done before here at Illusion Cycle. What started out to be a casual conversation.
I guess they wanted to hear that again. fuckers are they're knocking at the door again. So, yeah, I got, I seen Ryan in there. He said he had no sound. So I don't know what happened, but, you guys can hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if you're going off Facebook, it's not really good. I take and copy and paste the link in, your browser and hit it that way, but, if you don't do it that way, you're not going to get it. You'll get all kinds of static and stuff. So, leave it at that. But, yeah, I don't know if you guys saw all the stuff that's going on in Australia, as well as the fact that I got a ton of emails while I was gone. And the thing that set me off today was, you know, I checked my bag. And they went through my bag before I checked it, and then noticed a baggage inspection from the TSA, and they were standing right there when the guy went through my bag, and they inspected again before they put it on the plane. So I never had it back in my possession, so I don't know why they checked it twice. And I didn't have any locks on it because I have nothing to hide. But, yeah, I'm getting tired of that bullshit because they got the right to cut your bag open if they can't get in.
Tell you what, anybody ever cuts my bag open from A to Z, you're going to see 1 5-foot-tall little motherfucker, namely me, go off. Freaking luggage ain't cheap. There's a way around that shit. It's called you get the person whose bag it belongs to and ask them to kindly remove the lock.
Basically, but, you know, I guess because they have the right to do whatever they want. Like, I had
They have the right to follow the rules laid out before them, not make them up as they go along.
Here I go. Reading my mind. But, yeah, the first guy says, hey, whose boots are these? I said, well, they're mine. He said, well, you know, you can't have water. I said, well, that lady right there told me to throw it in the basket over there. So if you got a problem with water being right where it is, talk to her. So he went over and said, hey, you can't die. And she just told him. And all she did was stick out her finger and point at him once and told him to be quiet, and she talked to him later.
Huh.
As I just laughed my ass off walking away.
It makes, you know, flying's supposed to be, you know, back when I was a kid, flying was considered a luxury. Anybody who was able to get in an airplane, they were experiencing one hell of a ride. And I flew out last year to Bermuda, and I have found that people on the planes nowadays compared to on the planes maybe 20 years ago are totally different walk of life, and they're no longer as courteous as you know, you have this ideal image of what an airplane stewardess is, and you're raised with that image, especially from my generation, because that was considered a hot job to do back in the early 80s, late 70s, be a flight stewardess and be all over the place. You had one happen in life. But now, some of the stewardesses I've run into have got more attitude, more cockiness, more bullshit than anything else. And it's their job to keep you from feeling that way because anxiety's high, people don't like to fly, things are heightened, and they're supposed to keep you calm, not make you feel like you want to punch them in the mouth.
Right.
You know? And it's sad. It's really sad because that was, and I mean, Phil, me and you are almost the same age, with the exception of a couple of years here and there on your part, on my part. But you have to remember being a kid growing up during the whole Charlie's Angels era.
Wait, did you just age yourself by a few years? You said you're close to my age?
I said, but you're older by a few years, is what I said.
More than a few, but it's okay. I'll take that compliment.
That's all right, dude. I didn't say, like, you were old and wrinkled and your balls were down to your knees. You know, I didn't go there. I just, you know, I very... Now, see, you're being a prime example of a modern-day airline stewardess. No. But
you've got the legs for it.
Hey, the fact of the matter is, like, and you too, Nora, because we're all around the same age. You can remember back in the late 70s, early 80s, when, you know, like Charlie's Angels was on, shows like that. I know I was a little kid, and I had this board game, and it was strictly kind of for girls, and you would run around the little board there trying to develop what you were going to be when you grew up. And one of the things was an airline stewardess. And I always grew up thinking that they were, you know, the models of the sky because they had to have their hair a certain way and their height a certain way and everything else. And no matter what you said to them, they were supposedly going to greet you with a smile and ask you if you wanted coffee, tea, or milk. Yeah, the new ones nowadays, you should carry a bat under your seat and crack them upside the head when they get stupid. I'm telling you, I don't like people anymore. People are fired. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
No, I know I'm right. This hen is strutting in her house right now.
Well, good for you. Are your feathers up?
I can be that way because I'm in a lot of stomach pain and I'm just trying to bide my time. I am not feeling good at all.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's going to be, it's crazy because, you know, it's just like they came up with something to, you know, they came up with something that they're going to, with all the evidence and all the bullshit going on with Obama, they're talking about impeaching him. So we'll see if that happens. I don't think so. I can just
you know something? I think that's a crock of shit. Seriously.
Yeah, I can just,
and
I think
the people that are blaming Obama, they really need to look at politics because I personally feel that, you know, Congress is Congress. Because Congress didn't shut down, you know, Congress didn't do their job. And it's this play of the Democrats are for the poor, the Republicans are for the rich. And the sad part about it is the Republicans, who are the aristocrats of society, have more money than they know what the fuck to do with. And I don't understand the big deal about, you know, this is what I don't understand. I believe that we should all be able to function, have insurance, have money, whatever, in the United States. And I believe when there are people poor, that people should help out one another. You know, that's my philosophy. That's my belief. Do I agree with everything the president's doing right now? No, absolutely not. Do I blame him? No, I don't. I blame Congress. How many people sit in Congress and how many motherfuckers up in the United States of America we vote these sorry asses in year after year after year? Why? Because you vote all Republican or all Democrat. Learn about your candidates. The ones that are in office need to come out. We need to push the fact that I believe that people in Congress should only be there for as long as the president is, 4 to 8 years. That's it. And then move on. Get a 40-hour-a-week job. Pay for your insurance. It's bullshit. And the only way that shit's going to change is if people step up. And you know what? Society is ignorant. They get more and more ignorant. So nobody's ever going to step up, and it's going to get worse. But I'll tell you what, get worse for everybody else, not this bitch. This bitch will leave first. I will find a hole in the side of the mountain, and I will beat a bear out of its den, and he will land up my supper, and that's where I will live. And I'm not kidding.
You know, sometimes my luck is so bad, if I bought a cemetery, people would stop dying.
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing that? That could be awesome. Some people could, you know...
You could have people, you know, sorting you out to want to bury their loved ones in the summertime for them to come back to life, you know?
You know, I'm going to tell you, I went to the cemetery yesterday with my brother. And we went into this, I forgot, and I apologize to anybody that, I forgot exactly where they were. I knew the area, but I wasn't sure exactly where. So we went into this, we walked into this kiosk thing. I typed in what I'm supposed to, and it tells me. So you go out there, and you know those little cement water meter things, you know, you pull the cover off in front of your house to read the meter?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how are you going to read the fucking thing when it's full of dirt and grass? It's grown over. So I'm down on my hands, pulling this shit out, you know, like six of them. And then finally I see these two guys riding around. And I said, hey, can you help me out here? So the guy says, yeah, it's hold on. And he said, we'll give you a wave when we find it. A half hour later, I'm walking around with them trying to find it. I couldn't believe it. And when I finally did find it, you know, it was supposed to be taken care of, this and that. I actually had to clean off the edges and get all the shit out of the way just so I could read, you know. And I don't think that's right. I think they take it and forget about you.
Do you believe that Halloween is next week? Thanksgiving is like 30 days away or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. My granddaughter will be home with me on Friday.
Awesome.
Yeah, she will be here, and I told my daughter she's officially fired from mommy duty while my Isabella's here, because she'll be with me the whole time. And I said to her, I don't give a shit about my ex-in-laws. I don't give a shit about your friends. I am the top banana, the top grandma, and I get my Isabella the 2 days you are here. Everybody else is sucking wind.
And so, yeah.
I ain't kidding you. She was like, yeah, but Ma. I'm like, yeah, but nothing. I am grandma. This is my third visit with my granddaughter, and I don't mind people coming over to the house and spending quality time with me and my granddaughter. I said, but I'll be damned if you're taking her out of my arms. It's not happening. So this weekend.
Yeah, that's got to be awesome. You're going to have so much fun. Yeah, but
yeah,
she's like moving around and doing stuff, isn't she? I mean, she's walking in that.
She's walking, talking, you know, doing all that stuff. We're going to have her first birthday party down here at my mother's. Their birthday's already coming past, but because, you know, her family wasn't up there, we're going to do, you know, a little
something
out here.
Yeah, I was with mine today.
Yeah, grandkids are so cool.
Oh, yeah.
She was digging them.
She was digging them Ritz bits I gave her with the peanut butter.
Oh, yeah,
those
love
are
that
good
stuff.
I was giving mine the Girl Scout butter cookies.
Those are good, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I had chocolate chip.
Oh, don't.
You know, my daughter won. I'm going to put this out there because a couple of people have been asking me, and I might as well just shove it out there since we're filling in a little bit of airspace. My daughter pretty much won in custody court. She got residential something or other, which basically means in the state of New York, she makes all the decisions. And the ex got a nice smack in the face. The only downside to it is I'm losing Christmas, which really got me upset the other day because I'm very, like, strict on family traditions, etc., and Christmas is, like, the only thing that means the world to me. And on some level, I think he did it on purpose because he knows this, and over between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, they have to divide the hours so each of them have her X amount of time, but she's got it for 5 days on Thanksgiving, and she's going to be here with her. So we're going to set up the tree while she's over here during Thanksgiving and do a couple of different little things. I'm going to put some presents under there.
Awesome.
It's so she can open them and we can get, you know, pictures and everything.
Pictures and everything, yeah.
And the bulk of the gifts will be mailed up there, so, you know, Jocelyn can put them under her tree, but we'll have a couple under there just to kind of get a feel for it. And I was pretty distraught, and I'm not going to say who I was talking to, but I was talking to a wonderful friend, and he's the one actually that came up with that idea, because I was just like really upset that I wasn't going to have her for Christmas, and he was like, you know, he's like, why don't you set up the tree over the Thanksgiving holiday? And but you know, the ideas just kept turning, and you know, he turned something that I really got upset about into a positive thing, and that everybody's on board with. You know, the family loves it. They're like, oh yeah, you know. So you know, one person's simple suggestion has turned into, you know, a positive,
amazing positive effect. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So hats off to them.
Yeah, you know, it's sometimes people on the outside looking in.
You get a better understanding and a clearer picture. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then sometimes people on the outside need to not look in because they don't have a clue. No, I'm not talking about Stacy. I'm just saying in general.
But you got to remember, too, the other thing I said, you know, sometimes you got to remember to tell them, hey, you know, that card you put in your ears, sometimes you need to put it in your mouth.
Yeah, man, it's called, you tell people, mind.
No,
you know.
I blew it today, but I had a right to, you know. I don't give a damn. I did
you
it in
blew
a polite
what,
way. I said I blew out today. I did it in the polite way. I didn't care.
I thought you said you blew it.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, did I? I blew it. Yeah. I put my 2 cents out there, but it was in a polite way, not, you know, I wasn't cursing. I can refrain from that and do it.
I'm very sad because officially this is the first broadcast from my bedroom for the last, 4 months, 5 months has been outside on the deck. And it's just too damn cold out there tonight, so.
Yeah, I'm outside right now, but normally I do it from my room, you know.
Yeah. Can manhandle a nice cold hand.
What'd you say?
I said I'm hearing a pair of boxes and I'm getting manhandled with ice cold hands.
Did he just say he's in his boxes and he's getting manhandled?
Yeah.
What did he just say?
Never mind.
He did say that.
In his boxes, getting manhandled.
He's getting manhandled in his boxes? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice cold hands.
Oh, good. Gina's keeping you in check.
But yeah, okay.
Here
Gina's you go.
A good woman. She needs to.
Hey, Phil, I was told you sport a mullet. Is this true?
I don't have a mullet.
You don't have a mullet? Your hair's not cut short with a long-ass tail in the back?
No. My hair is long, cut to sides like I did when I was in the Marine Corps because I'm tired of if I let it all grow the same length, it'd look like a bouffant hairdo.
A bouffant hairdo.
His hair is wavy like mine. It's crazy. His is just tied up.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
You know, there's a mute button for both of you.
Yeah, there's, you know what, I'll put my own self on mute. It's right here on my phone.
Hey, did you see what my own kid wrote on that one photo? Because I look like a Polack sitting on that bike. I wasn't matching at all.
Wait a minute, you look like a what?
A Polack.
A Polack. I didn't match at all.
Same.
When I was on
whoa,
that bike, I had
whoa,
men's boxers
whoa,
on, a t-shirt
whoa.
On. Huh?
Rewind. I am Polish, and yes, I'm taking offense.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
So you better use another nationality. That's all I
have to
was say.
Mixed, mashed, dressed. How's that?
Okay. All right. That's all right.
Hey, people take Polish at Germans and Native Americans. I don't get political about it.
Hey,
it's like, whatever.
I'm only an eighth Polish and an eighth French and three-quarters Irish. And technically the three-quarters Irish cancels out the French and the Polish. But I acknowledge it due to grandparents. Not that I'm particularly proud of it, but I acknowledge it.
Yeah. No, that was funny because the men's boxers I was sporting went way past my knees.
Yeah, Ryan,
people
said
have
you still
to
have, said he's still having problems. Ryan said he's still having problems. I would just call in, brother. They're kind of screwing the show tonight, so
that's why I hate using the internet for the show. You know, because of that.
Well, when you Lotto, just send me a check, and I'll build a studio for you.
Oh yeah, and then you gotta go on to like the federal communications people and how you can talk, walk, spit, shit, think. I used to do the radio show up at New England Tech when I was up there for 2 years, because I was there for video and radio production, and we couldn't even mention, because we weren't on the channels that everybody listens to. We were just pumped through the school. But the fact of the matter that it was set up in a professional atmosphere, et cetera, you could not sit in the booth and talk about like school events and then say, hey, everybody should go down to Subway. You couldn't mention any brand names whatsoever because the school could get sued. Yeah, there's a lot to it. A lot that people just don't really know, but there's a lot to doing radio.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that I stay where I'm at is because of the fact that I don't have to answer to anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you ever driving down the road or you're in the house and all of a sudden, you know, you're listening to music on a radio station and then you get that dead air and it goes on for like a minute, that's thousands of dollars being lost per second. And whoever's letting that happen is probably going to get fired, because there is under no circumstances dead air in the radio business. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy quirks to it.
Yeah. So, I was doing a few things and I got caught up in the moment because I had been home for a while, so I had to take care of a lot of stuff, and the wedding went off. The wedding was perfect.
Nice.
Yeah, my niece's husband, he works for a company, and the guy sent him to Maui, I think, at the Hilton Head, and all this kid has to do is go work for 3 hours, and he got 10-day honeymoon from his boss.
Wow.
Yeah,
they're in a nice warm place.
Yeah, I'm lucky if I get a burrito and a Pepsi for mine, cheap prick.
Hey, Phil, do all the vampires live in California?
Do what?
Do all the vampires live in California?
Oh, there's a lot of bloodsuckers out here.
But do you really think they live in California?
No. I mean, they're all over. They're all over the place. We all know one or two of them.
Now, I'm talking about, do you really think they exist?
I work with a bunch of zombies every day, so I don't know, you know.
Okay.
Why? What brought that up?
Because I think vampires are real, and I think most of them live in California where it's warm.
Yeah? I don't know about that.
Why not?
I don't know. You got some good shit over there, huh?
I just don't believe that we're the only one-dimensional human being that, you know, inhabits the earth besides the animals. I believe that there is just more things beyond our visionary bodies.
Yeah, that's like saying, what's in Area 51?
Yeah, well, exactly. There are many things that, you know, is what it is.
You know, and all these things about movies and shit we watch on TV, the ideas come from somewhere.
Yeah.
It ain't because somebody thought about it. They read something somewhere. Every story, every movie you get, it's me. Hey, Fran, what I'm going to do is I'll play something for you in, I know, I'm sorry your van smells, but the last push, boy, my van smells. Okay. Well, we got a last push today from Rusty and Dale. And for you real quick. Let me see. Right, Ryan said he was going to call in. Let me play that illusion thing from Rusty and KO, and
We do have a unique event coming up, something we've never done before here at Illusion Cycle. What started out to be a casual conversation has ended up being a whirlwind event where we are gathering 25,000 pairs of shoes on October 27th here at the motorcycle shop. Broken, torn, or brand new, we want them new or used. And once we've gathered 25,000 pairs of shoes, the charity that I chose to receive the $10,000 check is American Soldier Network, and they are based out of San Diego. And this particular $10,000 check hopefully will fund the holiday Christmas drive for the San Diego Naval Medical Center. They're rehabilitating and taking care of the fellas and getting them back on their feet so that they can start the new year off on a good start.
Doing charities is a good thing, and helping others. And the soldiers are the most important people out there, you know, children and soldiers. So we couldn't think of any better charities than that to be involved in.
Funds to orgs will refabricate and resole and fix tears and rips and holes and process the shoes to have them shipped to impoverished countries and poor villages where they are given away for free to those people. It's a beautiful marriage. Again, it keeps our shoes out of landfills. It gives the shoes away for free to people who have none. And then we have empty closets and we get to buy new shoes. There's going to be a lot going on. To find out about the October 27th event, I would say go to AmericanSoldierNetwork.org. IllusionMotorcycles.com is our website, and we're located in the city of Westminster, right here off of Golden West, up against the 405 freeway. It's an easy on, easy off. Exit Golden West and Bolsa. We'll have the Rockstar motorcycles here on display, and we do have the Sons of Anarchy charity chopper that'll be on display, as well as Kurt Sutter's motorcycle will be here on display. And yeah, we're going to have lots to see and do, but we need shoes. Please bring your shoes.
So, it's going to be a good time. All right. Those
yeah,
guys
it
always,
sounds like it.
Those guys always throw a good party. Always a good party up there. Well, hello, Ryan. What's going on?
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Nice and sunny today, so that's always a plus.
Yeah, it was. And then I had that conversation with you, and I talked to one of the waiters today. He said,
oh, yeah,
since some people have done that there, and some people just, like, walk over and say, hey, can I get a hit off that, instead of complaining that they don't like the smell.
Right. Well, after all, this is a smoking room, right?
There you go.
So, nuts. So, other than that, got a good flight out?
Yeah, everything was good.
Right on.
And, it was, everything was good. You know, I had a few problems with, when I went to the cemetery, but other than that, everything else worked out good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm still trying to get my thoughts together here, trying to get onto the computer, having some technical issues tonight.
Yeah.
Not sure what's going on there.
Well, you're not the only one. Yeah, okay. You're not the only one. Some issues when I sat down here.
Right on.
But, I guess so. Yeah, come on in and join the party, Frank. But, there's all kinds of things going on, you know. I got this thing this weekend. I got a couple other things. I got places to be. So I got a dance card this week for the rest of the week.
Nice.
Just so everybody knows that on Wednesday nights, after the show airs tonight, the Sons Anarchy, we do the Wednesday night show, which is called Sam Crow Radio. And, As I'm going to say, I try and talk to three people per week, and I wait for answers on Monday or Tuesday. I haven't gotten the answers back yet, But sometimes they get auditions during the week, and it runs a little longer than it should. And as well as they're still filming the show, so I got to go with their schedule. And some people don't understand that.
Phil, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Listen, you guys know I'm not feeling good at all, but
right.
I'm laying down and I'm trying to do this with you guys. Should I doze off and you hear me snoring, please mute me so I'm not embarrassed. You know,
hey.
I'm doing everything I can to hang on and to stick my two cents in. I'm in a lot of pain and I just gotta kind of chill. So I'm trying to do that. But if you hear me snoring, please put me on mute.
So, do you normally talk in your sleep?
I do.
Oh, I talk in my sleep and everything else, but you know,
nice.
I do.
Well. We'll tell you we're going to mute you, but we're going to find some shit out once you start snoring. I'm going to tell you that right
yep.
now.
Hey, that's not good.
So on October 6th, you had a big bike thing in Vegas. I haven't really talked to you since then. How'd all that go?
Everything in Vegas was good, man.
Right
the only problem we had going out there was trying to ride sideways in 70-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, especially going down 15 when you've got that 6% grade for 20-some miles, just a straight shot in.
Yeah, and, it was right by San Bernardino by Cajon Pass. And
okay.
Yeah, it was quite an adventure. Some people got separated, some people didn't wait for people, people got pissed off when they got to Vegas because you left them. You know, I tried to stay away from all that. It just kept coming up.
Right. Yeah, I was going to try to get down there for a shoot, but ends up we had a big snowstorm halfway between and closed the mountain down. And that was just a couple weeks after we had the big flood out here, so things were pretty chaotic anyhow.
Yeah, I saw some of that from the air today.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty still in places.
Yeah, that's what people were saying on the... standing there in the smoking room.
Right.
As well as, yeah, it's, you know, it's just, if there's something to bitch about, people are going to do it. It doesn't matter what you're going to do, you know?
True.
And you can't please, I mean, with this, with the way, you know, right now Bill's got some issues going on, so he's not here. And he just said to tell everybody that, be back as soon as he can, but once he gets everything on an even keel and life starts to flow again, he'll be back.
Nice. So. Needs to take care of him first. So.
Yep.
And you know, and then I got the other people, like, you know, I told everybody I wasn't gonna be here, I wasn't gonna be around, and basically I got hounded by three people, and I didn't like it. And when I don't answer them, they call Bill. Now, why are you going to bother a guy?
Right.
I already told you ain't got time to deal with the drama bullshit because I didn't pick up the phone for you. You know,
yeah, people get pretty petty sometimes about shit like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it's... I can't please everybody, and I can't, you know... I try to do the best I can with what I got. And if that doesn't work for you, then I'm sorry.
Right.
But what's going on over there, man? I've seen you doing some shoots and stuff. So.
Yeah, I've been going crazy with shoots, and then a buddy of mine's a contractor out here, and started falling behind schedule, so I bailed in to start helping him out, and. Now I've been working construction again 5 days a week and then trying to fit shooting in, trying to get him all caught up. So I get home after work and I'm about ready to take a nap. But
yeah, I got a little bit of jet lag. I'm going to be out of here in about 20 minutes. I'm going to make it early. Yeah. But I got to forward you the messages, but I got some messages about some of the girls you got that took pictures.
Okay.
I found them when I got home today, so I'll forward those to you. But other than that, I mean, we're just going to plug along here. I have a bunch of people that lately we're getting a lot of helmet tickets, a lot of stupid tickets, exhaust. See, they're telling me just in the week that I was gone, they're telling me that the CHPs wrote 42 tickets for exhaust without using a meter.
Really?
Yeah, and all this, it's like, I don't know, somebody must have said, hey, I heard that guy's plane landed because my phone just started going off all day today.
Right.
Got so bad I turned it off a little while ago.
Well, don't they have to at least check for baffles instead of just giving you a ticket? Don't they have a rod?
I don't know. The last guy I talked to said the windows were up on the car, and the guy pulled him over and told him his pipe was loud. So who knows? You can't argue with him on the street. That's why I say the best thing you do is shut up and find out what you need to do and go to court. I asked the guy on the phone the other day, hey, what do you want to do here? He said, well, I don't know. And I said, well, you need to do this, and this. Maybe I'll just pay the ticket. All right. Well, I'm not gonna try and convince him not to pay the ticket. So you do what you gotta do.
Right. Yeah.
So what do you got going on over there? You got something coming up? And how did old boy do on his horse fundraising?
He got washed out. I haven't talked to him in about 3 weeks, I guess. The last I heard, they were going to postpone it because his whole facility was underwater.
Oh, my God.
So I got that news the day I was leaving for Las Vegas. And I had to go clear up through Salt Lake City and around because everything between me and there was flooded and roads washed out. And I haven't had a chance to touch base with him since I've been back even.
Okay. Yeah, so, I kept plugging it away, mentioning it here and there, but he never did call back either. So I guess he had his hands full.
You know, it was pretty nasty. A lot of people lost everything. Buddy of mine's house pretty much completely got washed away. They went back, and the only thing that he was able to salvage out of the house was his gun case. So
Wow. Everything
else, the house had shifted 32 feet and was basically split down the middle, and half of it was washed away because he was too close to the bank, and it just came crashing through. But
Wow. The
city planners back about 50 years ago had a great idea to reroute the river and put a housing development in the old path. So when it ended up flooding, it went back to its path of least resistance, which was the original path, and it washed out all kinds of developments and everything else. So
who's going to pay for that?
I have no idea. You know, a lot of people weren't in a floodplain, so they didn't have flood insurance. You know, it's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So between that and a lot of the, when that water all came down, it overflowed some of the sanitation facilities. So we had sewer water floating through the streets. All the river water was everywhere. So
Wow. They
had basically a no-flush order. Nobody could flush their toilets because it wouldn't do anything. And then they also had a boil order where you had to boil your water if you didn't have bottles. You had to boil it for so many minutes before it was able to be drank.
Wow.
So, but it's, you know, it's getting cleaned up. You still got houses with siding torn off and a lot of basements are about 6 feet deep worth of real fine silt. As the water came through washing all that dirt, it just filled their basements up with silt. They've got to go in and scoop all that out. So it's going to be a while. And I know where he's at, he's fairly close to where the river bottom is. And I know he got hit pretty hard, so it could be a while of him out there shoveling out, trying to get things under control.
Wow. And you know, when that happens, everybody tries to point the finger, but I think if you're telling me the city changed it 50 years ago, I think the city would be liable.
Right. Well, and, you know, I don't know how that works. When it's a natural disaster like that, you know, they had a dam giveaway, which that happened back in 76, I think, the last time that river flooded. but the waters on this one were 6.5 feet higher than what it was on the original one.
Yeah.
But they say when it came out of the mouth of the canyon, it was 12 football fields wide worth of water coming through.
Wow.
So that's a lot of damn water.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, I don't know how all that comes into play.
How'd you fare?
Actually, not too shabby. You know, we had quite a bit of water out here, but I'm so much further north. I was in town at the time at my mom's house before I was leaving, and they started giving out the flood warning, so I called my sister and asked how she was doing, and she had just gotten evacuated, and they wouldn't let anybody even near the house. The National Guard had already moved in and closed off that whole area. But she was, they came in and they said, you've got 10 minutes to get out. And then the guy came right back and said, you're coming as you are right now, whatever you can carry. So they weren't able to get anything. And it took all of about 10 minutes from the water level to go from just barely touching the rim of their tires all the way up where it was going into the bed of her pickup. So there's some jackass that was out there in a big four-wheel drive, you know, driving around in all the puddles having fun. Ended up stalling his truck on the only entrance and exit into their development, which was another stupid design. So nobody had any way of getting out. They all had to walk their stuff out to the boat that took them over to the buses to get them to one of the churches. So they put everybody in the church, and then they ended up evacuating the church because it started flooding.
Wow.
So just, I mean, nobody was at all ready for it. So hopefully with, you know, that happened, and they have some different measures next time this comes around, if it ever does. But, yeah, luckily her house fared okay. The water was about 4 feet deep, but hers sets up pretty high, so it was even with the threshold that didn't go into the house. So that's pretty lucky. There's a lot of people just a few doors down that, you know, it's 5 inches taller, so their whole house filled up pretty much with at least 5 inches of water. But I did okay. A lot of rain. I was worried about the basement flooding again, but luckily that didn't happen out here.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Yeah, I just, I also got a, somebody asked me about if you had any more pictures to post. Make sure
well,
that all your, yeah, make sure all your information is there.
Okay. I'll do that. I got tons to send. The hard part's waiting on girls to get me a biography. So I'll just start sending pictures and using my bio if they don't have theirs in time, and we'll just run with it.
Okay. Hey, friend, you know, if you're going to get a hold of Sweetwater and if they can bring everything up to Bill's, if they can't attend the thing on Sunday, the shoes need to be by Bill's by Friday.
Okay, I had plans on either bringing the shoes there Thursday night, or
okay.
It just looks like it may actually have to be Friday.
Okay, well, Bill won't be there. Bill won't be there on Friday. The only thing I ask is you make sure that in each bag it's 20 pairs, and they're all tied together.
I'll have to do that when I get there because people have just been throwing shoes in the back of the van.
Okay.
So, at this point I was really depressed because at one point I only had one person that brought in shoes. And it was like, doesn't anybody care anymore? I'm not even looking for new shoes. Just go in your closet. Whatever's got mold on it, throw it in the car. And then Patty from a bait, she's a sweetheart. She managed to get me about 50 pair. I have, I guess, about another 30, I guess, maybe in the front. I'm hitting the students up again at the school, seeing if they'll come in with some shoes. And I have another person I'm picking up shoes Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
So, I'm just hoping that we meet the quota.
Oh, we're pretty close.
At this point,
the information I got the other day, and Unfortunately, I can't check it right now because I turned my phone off, but we're pretty close, I heard.
Close don't count, honey.
Oh, I know that, but I mean, between now and Sunday and then with that video that went viral today, there's going to be a lot of people there.
I mean, I'm half thinking of going to Salvation Army and working a deal out with the guy there. I'll give him one pair of free for four pair of used.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing him, he might just do that for me. I don't know. But
you never know. It doesn't hurt to ask.
Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Or no,
okay.
I have to do that.
Okay.
Whatever. But yeah. But anyone that's out there, I mean, almost everybody's got my phone number, and it's best to text me. I mean, I don't mind using my gas to go stop and pick, you know, bags of shoes. If nothing else, tell me where to meet you, and I'll meet you and throw those shoes in the car.
Yeah.
I did at one point fill my green duffel, and my back tire was a little low with that amount of shoes in there. So.
Yeah. Yeah, just be careful riding with all that weight, okay?
Well, I got enough of my own weight to worry about. No.
I didn't go there. I would never go there. I'm just telling you, be a little careful. I don't want anything to happen to you. And luckily, well, hopefully, if you something, God forbid, something did happen, you land on a bag of shoes, you'd be all right.
Oh, no, there's some high heels in there. Are you kidding? I'd worry more about the high heels than the stones on the road. At least those they just pick out.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, right now I'm kind of beat. I got jet lag and got about 8 more minutes left. So, I'm thinking I'll play that Rusty thing one more time, Rusty and KO, and then I'm going to call it a night. But this is the video that went viral today.
Nice.
Is it a Facebook thing? Can you give me a Facebook where I can put on my Facebook?
It's on mine. Just go copy and share it.
Okay, I'll go to yours. Because then this way here, I'll just try and get it a little bit quicker, and maybe some more will.
Yeah, this is KO, Rusty's wife. And it's a pretty good video, and all the information is on this video. And I thought I sent it to you, Fran, but I'll send you the email.
Okay.
There's also a flyer there that you can download directions to the shop.
We do have a unique event coming up, something we've never done before here at Illusion Cycle. What started out to be a casual conversation has ended up being a whirlwind event where we are gathering 25,000 pairs of shoes on October 27th here at the motorcycle shop. Broken, torn, or brand new, we want them new or used. And once we've gathered 25,000 pairs of shoes, the charity that I chose to receive the $10,000 check is American Soldier Network. And they are based out of San Diego. And this particular $10,000 check hopefully will fund the holiday Christmas drive for the San Diego Naval Medical Center. They're rehabilitating and taking care of the fellas and getting them back on their feet so that they can start the new year off on a good start.
Doing charities is a good thing, and helping others. And the soldiers are the most important people out there, you know, children and soldiers. So we couldn't think of any better charities than that to be involved in.
Funds to orgs will refabricate and resole and fix tears and rips and holes and process the shoes to have them shipped to impoverished countries and poor villages where they are given away for free to those people. It's a beautiful marriage. Again, it keeps our shoes out of landfills. It gives the shoes away for free to people who have none. And then we have empty closets and we get to buy new shoes. There's going to be a lot going on. To find out about the October 27th event I would say go to AmericanSoldierNetwork.org. IllusionMotorcycles.com is our website, and we're located in the city of Westminster, right here off of Golden West, up against the 405 freeway. It's an easy on, easy off. Exit Golden West and Bolsa. We'll have the Rockstar motorcycles here on display. And we do have the Sons of Anarchy charity chopper that will be on display, as well as Kurt's motorcycle will be here on display. And, yeah, we're going to have lots to see and do, but we need shoes. Please bring your shoes.
And, like he said, you know, that it's all the soldiers, men and women. Not just the guys, it's all men and women, too.
Nice.
Sometimes we forget about that, but it's both. And I'm just going to let, be back tomorrow, but I'm going to let Charlie Baker take us out with a little ride. And Ryan, I'll hit you up tomorrow. And then I'm sorry about today, but I was with my granddaughter.
Hey, nope, that happened. No worries.
Yeah, she had to pick up Papa from the airport, and she was all excited.
Right on.
So I'm going to let Charlie Baker taste have a little ride, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right, good night.
Shimmer.